34-31. Anderson leads it. It'll be Collins basketball to start the fourth quarter. Anderson led by as many as six. That was in the first half. Collins briefly took a three-point lead there in the third quarter before Anderson went on an 8-0 run to lead by five again. And Anderson, or Collins, will try to dig into this lead to start things off here in the fourth. As Grant Parkson brings it in to the front court. Stone, dribble handoff to Test. He'll shoot a three and rimmed out, but we'll have a foul prior to the shot. I think it's going to go on Penny. Second foul on Penny. Only the third team foul here on Anderson County. They ran over the screen of Parkson. Bounded to Dominic Turner out front here to Test. Woo, he got Parkson in the middle of the lane. Grant's going to rise, shoot it up. No good. Tabbed in. It'll be over the back on Dominic Turner. That'll be number four. Not a smart play by Dominic. Now they're going to get Clarkson. Very fortunate call.
Grant's got to finish that shot right there. Point blank range.
Justin, that is the seventh foul. If that's considered a player control foul, it's not. It should be a shooting. It should be a one and one. And that'll send Garmin to the line. He'll shoot one in a moment.
I think Coach Schaefer is discussing a little over the back on this hand now.
Garmin, a 69% shooter on the season. And that's, you know, kind of what we talked about, Scott. The bad thing about fouling there in the third quarter just gets you in the bonus for plays where you've had the basketball and can convert, leads to 2 points on the other end.
Yeah, you're right.
Second free throw by Garmin. This one rolls in. So Anderson back up by five. 36-31, 7:40 to go. Parkson looking to drive. Kicks it out to Turner. Gets it to Ford. Over to Trajan Stone. Trajan on the left wing. Couple dribbles. Now he's going to drive the basket on Gillis and draw the foul.
Cornbridge, I'll give him a continuation.
Third foul on Gillis. Still only the fourth team foul on Anderson.
I think Cornbridge caught every foul in this game, in this half.
He said back in the day they got called for a whistle. They got paid for a whistle.
I got you first.
Inbounded to Clarkson right in front of the rim. A little alley-oop play, and he puts it in. Lead down back to three, 36-33. Grant just explosive off his feet. Dittman has it. Hands right back to Garmin here on the right wing. Collins still staying man-to-man. Garmin guarded by Clarkson. Bring the ball back to the left side to Dittman. He'll hand right behind him to Garmin. Back out front to Gillis. Right back to Garmin. He looks to the bench. Coach Drury calls the play. Now he's going to look to drive. Goes up. Has it
oh!
by Clarkson and another foul.
Oh, wow.
That's almost comical.
That's awful. That is absolutely awful.
It goes back to what we've said for years.
You can't block a shot in
the
A3.
You can't block a shot in the A3. It's impossible.
That might be. That's awful.
Free throw by Garmin. Good.
We call it on Grant. Do they call it on Grant?
On Clarkson.
Man, that's awful.
Second free throw by Garmin. Also good. He just went 4-4 from the line.
This game must be the best defense in Madison. They never fail.
Never fail. Stone looking to drive on Gillis. Drives off the board. No good. Rebounded by Harper. Not sure about that shot selection. Has good catch by Gillis out to Garmin. Back to Harper straight away. Looks at side not to take the three. Penny travel with it. No call. Over the left side to Harper. Pittman has it in the corner here to Gillis. Guarded by Tess. Anderson up five here in a very low-scoring game. Garmin with it on the dribble. Played by Clarkson. He's looking to drive out front to Pittman. Left side to Harper. Harper a couple of dribbles. Hands it back to Garmin. Garmin has it. Tried to save it off Turner. And Dominic caught it. Test to Trajan Stone in the middle of the lane. A little jump hook, lays it in.
Something happened down there. I didn't see it.
After the timeout, Garmin shoved Jackson Test, I believe. Or maybe in Carter.
I thought it was Penny.
And a 30-second timeout here. Not much good. I mean, I wouldn't. I don't think it deserved a technical foul or anything like that.
I didn't see it. I was watching.
They had called a timeout. He was walking the bench, and he was still guarding him. He just kind of pushed him off his left arm. But 38-35, much like we saw the first game, Scott, it seems like the college has played catch-up.
Yeah.
The entire game, even though they briefly led, it felt like they still were never in control, and they're still in the fourth quarter here playing catch-up.
They took a three-point lead, and then I think Harper, I think, come back and tied it up.
All right, it's going to be Harper inbound in full court pressure here by Collins. Inbounded to Garmin, right back to Harper, up the right sideline to Penny. He'll float it over to Garmin, and then knocked out of bounds by Clarkson. Harper will inbound right in front of the Bearcat bench, inbounded to Garmin. They're looking to double him, and should have been stolen. Couldn't quite get to it. Pittman going to drive baseline, goes up, lays it in. Nick Ford had an opportunity for a steal and a layup. It was about a half step too slow on the outside. He's looking to drive and will be bumped along the way and fouled.
Collins plays another quarter. They might get in the bounce.
I was going to say get to 40.
No.
Inbounded to Clarkson. Grant goes up.
How is that not a
foul? And then goes out of bounds.
How is that not a foul?
How is it not Collins' fault? Gillis just dropped the ball out of bounds.
Not sure. Collins in Garmin and Clarkson having some words out here.
Garmin has the ball kicked in the backcourt by Turner.
I just keep talking to Clarkson. I'm not saying anything to Garmin. It cracks me up.
Inbounded to Garmin. And nearly stolen by Clarkson. Man, just barely missed that. Read it the whole way. Corner to Harper, out front to Garmin. Left wing to Penny. He's going to drive baseline. Goes up and misses the layup. Rebounded by Gillis. Blocked by Trier.
Holy cow. This guy is awful. This guy is flat awful. I hate to say it. He's trying to say he leaned in. Just don't explain because you make yourself even look stupid.
When you lean in and you still get all ball, it's still not a foul.
Yeah.
I don't care what direction his hands were going. He blocked the ball on top. Free throw by Gillis. Good. And the free throw total is starting to mount up here for the Bearcats, and they've extended to a six-point lead. And they've not missed a free throw here tonight. Second free throw by Gillis. Good. He's 6-6 from the line, and the lead's at 7 with 4:40 to go. Collins needs a basket. Out front to Ted. Jackson had a shot and didn't take it. Now Jackson fade screen to right side. Good. Big shot by Jackson Ted. Cuts it back to 4, 42-38. Still a lot of time, 4.5 minutes to go in this one. Good play design by Coach Gaither as well on the sideline.
Collins just needs a couple of stops in a row here.
Gillis out front here to Harper, trying to scrap a little bit. They're about a little bit away from the steal on several passes out front here. Pittman going to drive baseline. Gets it back to Harper. They'll swing the ball left side to Penny. He's going to drive.
Collins had the basketball, and then Nash kind of called timeout. I tell you, this guy right here does not need to get paid. You okay. You stand up.
I'm not sure it was a full timeout.
I have no idea.
Now they're not going to say it's not a timeout, so they've already went to the bench. What in the world?
They don't have a clue. This guy has no clue right here. Can we get John Carroll over here?
I'm saying it's no timeout. They've already went to the bench and had a
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. He don't either.
What I always say is God bless whoever gets the 8th region officials.
Yeah.
But, you know, they change officials. Inbound to backcourt to Ted. 3:50 to go. 6-point lead here for the Bearcats. Jackson with it on the left wing. Out front to Trey John. High post to Nick E. Right on the elbow. Hands it back to Turner. Hand back to Clarkson on the right wing. Graham's going to look to drive baseline. Goes up and can't get to go. We'll draw the foul.
Cornbread still didn't call that foul.
That'll go on Garmin. Still, it will be a two-shot foul here, but only the 16 foul overall for Anderson County. Clarkson to the line for two. Good. Grant now with 15. Second free throw, also good. Grant now with 16, inbounded to Garmin in the backcourt. Grant. And it'll be a foul on Grant for too much body in the backcourt. That'll be number three on Grant. And it'll send Garland back to the line, and they're in the double bonus.
Referees has just lost control of this game.
Yeah.
When you get inadequate referees like Cornbread, he's 80 years old, that's what happens.
Yep. Anderson County still perfect from the line, 11 for 11. Garmin, he's 5 of 5 from there, only a 69% shooter on the season. Free throw up, this one, no good, rebounded by Turner. Jackson Test coming to the left side, he'll rise up from 3, this one too long.
He's holding him!
We got a foul.
That's not a foul.
Pittman literally tackled Trajan
Miles.
And Cornbread standing 2 feet from it. Never saw him. The trail official had to be the one to come in and call the foul. But finally, Collins is in the bonus, and Trajan Stone will go to the line. He'll shoot one in the bonus. Free throw up. No good. Off the back. And it's going to be a foul. Trajan just adds to it.
Yeah, it's
trying to say Jackson Test, rather, by stepping in and trying to draw a still a lot of game left. I don't know why Collins almost somewhat panicked here a little bit in the last few possessions and fouling unnecessarily. Garmin at the free throw line, missed it. Kyle Perdue going to check in. He's going to check in for Trajan Stone, trying to get a little more offense in the game here. Garmin 4-6 in the line tonight. They get 5 of 7 if he hits the second. Lead up to 6, 46-40. 3:15 to go in this one. High ball from Grant loses control. And another bad call. They thought he was traveling, but he never had possession of the ball. Anderson County had the ball going the other way.
Grant just, he tripped on somebody's foot or something.
So right now, Collins trailing by 6 with 3:08 to go. And we know Anderson County is going to be in no hurry cleaning up a wet area on the floor. 3:08 to go, 46-40. We were tied at 22 at the half. Anderson led by 3 at the end of 3. Inbounded to Garmin. Garmin being doubled, gets it away to Harper. Up to Kenny, right back to Harper. Harper.
How is that not a wall?
And he traveled with it. He took 6 steps. He really went from the volleyball line to the volleyball line. And then he turned around to the official with his palms in the air. Couldn't explain that he traveled.
Oh, my goodness. It's a total joke over here. It is every time you come over here, though. So
no,
we'll get used to it.
Talked about that before we got here. Right side, Kyle Perdue with it. Out front, Nick E. Left side, Dominic Turner. Down low to Perdue. Back to Turner. 2:40 to go here. Collins down by 6. Test looking to drive. Kicks it out, Dominic Turner. Dominic is going to look to drive, and he's going to go and finish that drive. Back out front to Nick Eve. Nick right side to Perdue, now back to Ted. Jackson, jab step, looking to drive, goes up, can't get it to go, and a rebound over the back. Harper goes right over the top of Nick Eve. And on the other end, they'll get the foul as Gillis goes to the basket. That foul is on Test. And a timeout here on the floor. Full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 2:13 to go in this one. Anderson leads it 46-40. You're listening to the 30th District Final and Titan Basketball here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. Thanks, Perry's Auto Sales, for their support. Serving the area for over 20 years, Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 502-633-0028. That's 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville provides quality used cars for your tax refund needs. 502-633-0028.
46-40, Anderson leads and Gillis at the line. He'll shoot 2. Trying to add on to this lead. Free throw good.
Gillis has really been the difference here in the second half for Anderson County. He's played extremely well on the backboard and scoring. He's been a big major difference here in the second half.
Second free throw by Gillis. This one also good. Still, it's only a 68% shooter. He's not missed tonight. Feed it down low to Turner. Out the test, right side, open for three. This one's short, rebounded by Turner. Dominic spins, goes up, and can't get it to go, and fouled by Harper. Dominic Turner, after scoring nine in the first half to lead Collins, has not scored here in the second. Free throw is good. He's in double digits with 10.
Collins just goes on too many scoring drives. And just, you know, it's hard to keep playing from behind. Every possession is just a grind. It's tough on.
Anderson County is 1 point away from my rule of 49. So second free throw by Turner, good. Cuts it down to six. 48-42. Inbound to Garman. Garman being doubled in the backcourt. He'll get it away cross court to Harper. And Coach Drury wants a timeout. Be a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 1:52 to go. Anderson leads it 48-42. You're listening to the 30th District Final and Titan Basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Online streaming powered by O'Brien Ford of Shelbyville and Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab.
Your Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
1:52 to go in this one. Anderson leads at 48-42. And Anderson County has the ball. Harper set the inbound here. Guarded on the out-of-bounds here by Turner. Inbound in the backcourt to Garman. He's being doubled. Ball knocked away from him. Gets in the middle of the floor to Gillis. Gillis picks his dribble up and gets it away to Harper. Now back to Garman. They're going to look to doubling. Throws it cross-court to Penny. Right side to Pittman. And Pittman's a guy you'd want to trap if you had any opportunity.
Pittman's wide open in his basket.
Garman has it deflected, stolen by Tess. Jackson coming the other way. Now he's going to drive baseline with it and will be fouled. Holy cow. By Harper. Not a lot of contact there either. Really bailed Jackson out. He jumped up in the air and had nowhere to go. And they'll call Harper on the push. That'll be his fourth. And Tess to the line, still one in a bonus. Much needed free throws here with only 1:22 to go. Free throw good by Jackson. He now in double figures with 10. Second free throw by Jackson. This one no good. Short. Anna Ford misses. Rebounded by Penny. Penny floats it down the corner. Back to Garman. Floated to Harper. Harper had to deflect it. Oh, and they couldn't get it. Deflected right to Turner. And Dominic couldn't grab it, and he had a layup the other way. It would have cut it to a three-point game. Unbelievable.
I think did somebody else tap it after he tapped it, and then he kind of tapped it away, but yeah. It's a tough break there, yeah. Collins.
Meanwhile, Gillis will go back to the line. He'll shoot two. That foul on Trajan Stone. His second. Gillis to the line. He's 8 of 8 here tonight. Free throw up. Good again. Gillis only with 2 field goals tonight, but done great damage from the line here. Free throw up, good again. 50-43. Clarkson comes the other way, going to look to drive, goes up and can't get it to go. We'll draw the foul on Garman.
I see. I think Grant could have done that all night.
Clarkson will go to the line. He'll shoot two. Free throw up by Grant. Good. One minute exactly to go here Second free throw by Grant. Good again. Inbounded, nearly stolen. And, oh,
my goodness. He's awful.
Once again, the attack at Cornbread is led again.
He couldn't even see that. There's no way.
Fourth foul on Clarkson. That'll send Garmin the length of the floor. He'll shoot two.
I see how they allow him to do this is a joke.
He can't see that. I don't think he can see his right hand if it's in front of his face. 58 seconds to go. Garmin in the line. He'll shoot two more. This one no good. Garmin and Gillis are the only two that have been to the free throw line, but they've been really successful. Gillis, 10 of 10 from the line. Garmin was 5 of 7 before that free throw. This free throw here would make it a 6-point game. Let's see. It's good. And Anderson County wants a timeout. We'll see if it's a full or a 30. Waiting for the official call. And it will be a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 58 seconds to go in this one. 51-45. Anderson leads it. You're listening to Fighting Basketball here on Power 93.3. WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
For the past 11 years, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab has been proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehabilitation in Shelby County and surrounding areas. Whether you're suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance specializes in creating individual treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Let us make a positive difference in your life, no matter what your game. Don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN program.
58 seconds to go. Collins trails by six. Inbounded to four. Gets in the middle of Florida Clarkson. Grant on the run with it. Close it over the left side. The pass ball on the floor and dug out by Penny. Still throw it up to Gillis. Gillis going the other way, lay it in. Pass three the other way. Good. And time out. But that was a big two-point basket. And full timeout. We'll take another break. 53-48. Anderson leads it. Only 38 seconds to go in this one. You're listening to Fighting Basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville announces their annual Customer Appreciation Days, February 29th through March the 5th. Receive 10% discount on parts purchased. Financing is available on new tractors and equipment. Let's stop in and check out their special door prizes. Jacoby Sales is located at 2220 Shelbyville Road in Shelbyville. The phone number is 633-3266. Join WXLN as we broadcast live from Jacoby Sales Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Customer Appreciation Days, February 29th through March the 5th at Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Online streaming powered by O'Brien Ford of Shelbyville and Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab.
Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets and Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Inbounded to Garmin. He'll be fouled by Stone.
Pookie, I'm sorry, Pookie Murphy. Pookie kind of chucked him underneath the chin.
Only 1 second goes off the clock, and he'll send Garmin back to the line. He is 7 out of 10 here on the free throw line tonight. Free throw up, good.
It's been a free throw shooting contest here for Anderson in the last quarter and a half.
Anderson only 5 field goals here in the second half. Free throw. This one rolls in. Inbounded to Turner. Turner back to Tess. Jackson going to step into a three, and he's fouled on the three. Garmin, I'm not sure what he's thinking of. You're up 7 points. You definitely got him on the arm. That'll be number four on Garmin. Chance for Collins to score with no time off the clock. Free throw stays in, rolled around, but stayed in. Jackson now with 14. 11 of those coming here in the second half. Free throw rolls in. A lot of rim on that one. Anderson still with two timeouts. Collins still with one. Now Jackson for his third free throw. Free throw up. This one good again. I mean, three for three. Inbounded to Garmin. Garmin being fouled by Tepp. That'll be his third. And that will send Garmin back to the line. He'll shoot two more. 28 seconds still to go in this one. Anderson leads by four, 55-51. Free throw up by Garmin. Good. Next one is the big one. I guess not. It's still just making it a two-possession game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Free throw, good.
Garmin's done a good job hitting free throws here big in the last minute.
Inbound to the test, 25 seconds now. Jackson going to drive all the way to the basket and has it go off his foot out of bounds.
That might have done it right
that
there.
That probably did it, any chance they had at all. And it was very slim at that, trailing by six with 22 seconds. Harper inbounds it to Garmin. He'll go back to the line again. Garmin is 11 of 14 from the line here tonight. Meanwhile, Gillis is 10 of 10. Garmin now with 17 points, but only two field goals here tonight. Free throw is good. And that can be said by a lot of Bearcats. Not a lot of field goals have went in the basket, especially here in the second half. Not had to.
Now you get in the bonus with what, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Free throw, this one good. He's now hit seven in a row. Lead at eight, 20 seconds to go. Carson's going to drive, go up, and lay it in. And Collins will take their final timeout. 59-53, only 15 seconds to go with this one. You're listening to Titan Basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Man, these wings look good.
Yeah, this spicy honey barbecue sauce is so good, it'll change your life.
Sir, it looks like we're leading in the polls.
You're running for president?
Don't answer that.
Life-changing? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The boneless wings meal with spicy honey barbecue sauce, served with crinkle fries and a small drink. Zaxby's. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
15 seconds to go, and it's when Anderson leads by six, and they have the ball. Dylan Harper set the inbounds here under his own basket. He's looking, and we'll get it into Gillis and be fouled by E. Gillis will walk the length of the floor and see if he can continue his 10-10 streak for the line here. Gillis with 16 here. Garmin has 19 to lead them. Free throw is good.
Big time free throw shooting by Gillis. 11 of 11. He's played extremely well the second half. Not only that, but also
on the board. Really, what started it was in the third quarter. Offensive rebounding really was the difference in the game. Free throw by Gillis. This one rimmed out. 60-53. Pitch rises up. Three. No good. Ball on the floor. And Harper saves it in off of Purdue. It'll go Anderson County. 5 seconds to go. Coach Gaither tells the players no fouls. No inbound into Garmin. Evidently, Nick Ford didn't get the memo. Took a swipe at Garmin. And Garmin will lay it in at the buzzer. A sure sign of class. If you lay it in at the buzzer, the team is walking off the floor. 62-53. Anderson County wins the 30th District. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap this one up. You're listening to the 30th District Final and Titan Basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.